You are listening to Lone Star Community Radio on 104.5 KCZW and 106.1 KZCC Conroe and worldwide on the IRLoneStar.com.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rick Schisler, your Silver Fox advisor and host of the Weekly Business Hour. Welcome back to the Weekly Business Hour. We've got a great show, I think, lined up for you today. Plenty of activity, plenty of things to go on. But before I get started, let me recognize a very important part of our show, and that's our show sponsors. I want to reach out and notice AllegraHR.com, AllegraHR, HR, Human Resources. Every business that has one or more employees needs some HR, right? We need some HR assistance from time to time. It's an area I personally worked a lot in my career in building my businesses. And there's nothing worse than having an issue with an employee. There's nothing worse than hiring the wrong employee. All these things are HR, human resources. And AllegraHR.com is a website I would encourage you to check out and connect with those folks. Lisa McElroy is the founder of the company. Connect directly with her and talk about your HR. She has information, background. She can make a difference in your business as it grows and as you add employees. Thank you, AllegraHR.com, for being a sponsor of the Weekly Business Hour. Also, I want to remind you as we start off, if you missed part of the show or you really want to re-listen or you want to pass it on to a friend because you heard something you think will help one of your fellow business people, there's a podcast. That podcast is posted in a number of places. Let me mention YouTube. We have our own channel, the Weekly Business Hour at YouTube. It's also posted on the station website, IRLoneStar.com, under the morning shows. You'll find our show, the Weekly Business Hour, and you can listen in. So remember, we're always out there. We stay out there, and you can listen at your leisure. Well, we have special guests. I promised you a great show today. So we're going to start off today's show with special guest Angela Schimmels. She's the proud owner of Image 360 North Houston. You understand, I lifted that from her signature on an email, the proud owner, and I love that. So I thought I'd include it. And you can find information out about her. I'm going to let you have it ahead of time at www.image360houstonsprings.com. Also today in the expert corner, I'm proud to say we're going to have a returning expert, and that's a good friend and colleague, Dick Hendy. Dick is the president of Horizons Associates, Inc., and current president of the Silver Fox Advisor, and he's going to share his expertise on customer service. It's an article that he published recently, and I think it's got a lot of great advice in it. And we're going to talk with Dick and see how we can focus a little bit better on our customer service. And I'll close out the show with my Silver Fox tip of the week, holiday survival, how to grow and thrive during the holidays. So sit back, grab your pad and pencil, and get ready to take notes as we talk about business right here on the Weekly Business Hour. And before we move on, I also want to mention the Silver Fox Advisors. That's something that I try to pick up different organizations. Of course, I'm a little biased, right? I'm a Silver Fox Advisor. But Silver Fox Advisor is a wonderful group, an association of men and women who have finished their main career tracks, years and years, hundreds of years of experience between all of us, that we are there to help people in their businesses. And one of the things that they offer as Silver Fox Advisor is a monthly newsletter. So if you don't really say, well, I don't really want to talk to someone, but I'd like to continue my education, help myself run my business better. Well, then you can go to the website. Just go to the website, www.silverfox.org. And on that website, you'll find a press tab at the top, at the far right. Press it, and you'll drop down. It'll show you the newsletter. Click that tab, and then sign up for the Silver Fox Advisors monthly newsletter. There's always two or three great articles in there that can work for you in helping your business grow and for you and your family to be more successful. So I encourage you, silverfox.org, sign up for their monthly newsletter. It's painless, doesn't cost anything. If you don't like what you read, right, hit the delete button. So we're there, folks. Let me remind you, too, during the show, and I always forget this lately. I don't know why. I've been doing this almost 5 years. If you have a question during the show, after the show, about something we said, you've got a comment. Or if you just have a question about your own business, that's what I do for a living. I'm a Silver Fox Advisor. I mentor, advise people, try to take my 40-plus years of experience and help people be more successful in their business. Send me an email. It's very simple. It's Rick, R-I-C-K, at irlonestar.com. Just drop me an email. I like to receive them. I like to correspond with people. I like to know what you're thinking and what you are doing in your businesses. So opportunities are right here in front of all of us. You just have to sometimes look hard enough and then grab them and run with them. The Weekly Business Hour is where Montgomery County and businesses throughout the world come to talk about the latest in business news, ideas to improve their business, and to hear from some of our own local business leaders on how they have found success right here in Montgomery County. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk to a successful entrepreneur this morning, as I mentioned, Angela Schimmels, proud owner of Image 360 North. Angela, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I am proud to be here.
Well, I'm proud to have you here. I know you've got a wonderful business story, and I hope you'll share it with us, give us all the full width of information. Got to start out, Image 360 North, Houston. Some people are not going to know what that is. Tell us about your business and what you do.
Image 360 is a franchise. We are nationwide and actually worldwide now, and that allows us to have a support system for larger projects that perhaps are not just in the Houston area, which is one of the reasons we actually love this company. And when we started out the business 12 years ago, our company name was Signs by Tomorrow, and then corporate decided that they were going to have another brand to allow us to choose from if we wanted to. And about a year ago, we moved to the Image 360 brand, which we thought would help better reflect some of the items and projects that we've already been tackling, but that the name didn't necessarily reflect.
Let's talk about that. I mean, you touched on branding. A lot of small business people don't necessarily deal with that word. They choose a name for their business, you know, like Rick's Shop or Rick's Dry Cleaners or whatever. And, which is great. But the name of a business, and we've talked about that over the years on the show, how important it is to communicate to the public. A lot of times It's their first impression of who you are. They see a name. Mm-hmm. Image 360, what is that supposed to tell me as what your business does?
What that tells you is the 360 is a circle, as we know, and that helps. We help brand you. We help brand you for your customers. We help brand you for your vendors, for clients that come in the door. When clients are looking for you on the internet, we can help with that as well. We can help do logos, and people don't actually think that through sometimes when they're coming up with a name. They want something that maybe has their family pet, that maybe has their name in it, and it won't necessarily help people find you or reflect what you can do, and that's the most important part.
Now, you provide, I've been to your business, and it was very interesting. What services, products do you actually provide? What are some of the things you actually provide that are tangible?
Some of the tangible items we can provide are, of course, we can do signage for anything from your building to a vehicle to putting your name on something you hand out at a trade show, as well as any of the printing needs you would have related to that.
Let me ask you, do you do those vehicle wraps?
I personally don't, but yes, absolutely. You don't want me to do them, but we have professionals in the company that can, yes.
Well, I'm always curious, and I don't mean to get off on it, but I grew up in a family business, and we had a number of delivery trucks. Mm-hmm. And we didn't, back then, you didn't have the vinyl wrap.
Right.
But you painted the truck itself. You know, you started it white, base color. And my dad, who started the business, and my grandfather and whatnot, they felt that was the best advertising we had, because these trucks were on the road all over the greater Houston area every day, except Sundays. And the idea was that you had a moving billboard. Mm-hmm. And what's your feeling about these wraps? I mean, they always track my attention. Is that a good way for somebody to go in their business if they're, I don't know what the budget is on those, but.
Well, I will tell you that most people that come in asking for a wrap generally end up with some sort of vehicle graphics, but not a wrap. They're a little on the pricey side due to a number of items, such as the design, the complexity of the installation, things like that. But what's most important is getting the message across. And we can come up with ways, if your budget is a few hundred dollars up to a few thousand and everything in between, we can come up with a design that will help you communicate that. Maybe it's a full wrap. Maybe it's just something on your tailgate or on the sides of the door. If you do drive a lot or you have employees that drive a lot, you absolutely want something. And in some cases, that is a full coverage wrap, but in many cases, you can get away with much less.
You know, the one thing, not to belabor the subject, but I, when someone just puts their name and their phone number or their business, you know, the business name, mm-hmm. phone number, address, whatever, to me, they're losing a lot, particularly if it's a work vehicle, mm-hmm. like a truck or a service or a car.
Right.
They lose a lot by just kind of doing the little cutout vinyl and saying, Absolutely. You know, Joe's Appliance Service.
And to be honest, it really doesn't look professional. If you drive up to somebody's house to do air conditioning, or if you're driving to somebody's business to install computer cabling, you don't want it to look as unprofessional as just some cutout letters. You want to have some sort of a decent professional look. I can't tell you how many times I've seen vehicles where things were either lopsided. I've seen misspellings on vehicles, and it kind of gives me hives.
Well, I can imagine. Let me ask you, just very general, broad, what's a budget for putting some identification, a good identification on a vehicle?
You can go get away with anywhere from a couple $100s if you're going to do something basic, even maybe a logo, vehicle, side of the doors, that type of thing, up to a few $1,000s for a full wrap. Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. I think anyone who's listening, I encourage you to check out that particular part of what Angela's business does and so on and so forth. If you've got vehicles on the road, they need to tell people about where you are.
Absolutely.
Again, I think my father, my grandfather were absolutely right. Cheapest thing you can do in the world mm-hmm. is tell people who you are and where you are in a neat way. Well, I've got to ask you, how long have you been in business?
We've been in business 12 years now.
What motivated you to get into business?
Oh, that's an easy one, actually. We decided probably about 15 years ago that we, meaning my husband, Jeff, and I, wanted to be in control of our own destiny. We both worked for large international companies. I worked for General Electric as an auditor. And we were working 60, 70, in many cases, 80 hours a week, weekends, nights. And I can remember a couple quarter ends when I would call him at 3 a.m. and he was still working on the dock of his production facility and told me he'd be home maybe around 6 or 7 if he was lucky. And it basically came to a halt when we calculated how much he was going to be making for a 2-week time frame being a salaried employee. His hourly rate would have come out to $6.50 an hour for that time frame. And we said, you know, we got to do something about this.
Well, I guarantee you, if people run that, I don't know if it's not necessarily as true today, but it was true. I know because I grew up in a time where that was a situation. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. a deal breaker or a deal changer,
yes.
right?
Yeah, it was an eye opener.
So 12 years ago, we'll roll back to that time. Y'all are sitting there. You say, hey, corporate life is not where we want to be mm-hmm. for a variety of very
yes,
good
sir.
Reasons. How did you decide to get into the branding sign business?
Well, first thing we had to decide was the where, and we grew up in Southern California. So we kind of figured out, you know, we're really not in the atmosphere here that we like for a small business. There wasn't a very big pro-business atmosphere. And so we went ahead and said, okay, well, first of all, where do we want to be? That's the most important part. So we literally took a map of the United States and said, okay, Angela doesn't like snow, so we crossed out a good portion of the country. Angela's scared of tornadoes, so we crossed out another portion of the country. And we were left with about 4 states. And so I had come back to college days when I was in Sugar Land at a business and said, hey, let's try South Texas just for the heck of it. And so we made several trips out here with a realtor, started looking around, found a great place to live and said, okay, now we know where we want to live. Let's figure out what we want to do. And so we hired a franchise consultant. And of course, they grilled you just like, you know, anybody would when you're starting such a huge endeavor. How much money do you have? Where do you want to be? What do you like? What don't you like? How much time do you have invested? That type of thing. And we were given 5 businesses and did the due diligence. And that's how we ended up with where we are today.
You know, that is a wonderful story because not only did you go into business, start into business, moving from mm-hmm. corporate to the, and I hear that story from, you know, fairly often, mm-hmm. but you picked up and moved right in the very beginning.
1,500 miles with 4 vehicles, in-laws, and 3 animals. It was a very interesting.
Oh, you brought the in-laws too.
Well, they helped, but they stayed
okay.
for a while.
I thought we had another good story working there. Well, that's a wonderful business story. Well, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, we're already at the end of our first segment today. We're going to take a short break, public service announcements and advertisements. We hope you'll stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk to Angela a little bit more, in particular about her business and how she makes it work. So please stay with us, and we'll be right back with you.
Human resources. resources play a huge role in today's business world and can be a real challenge for small businesses. Alegre is a premier option in small business HR solutions and needs. Alegre HR advisors provide help to small business owners by allowing them to focus on operational needs while providing solutions that address all areas of human resources. To find out more, contact Alegre HR advisors today at 281-620-0713 or visit AlegreHR.com.
You are listening to the Weekly Business Hour, and this is Rick Schisler, your Silver Fox advisor and host of the Weekly Business Hour. And we're right now in the process of talking to Angela Schimmels, the proud owner of Image 360 North Houston. Angela, we were talking about your journey to get here to Houston 12 years ago, roughly, mm-hmm. and to start your business. So you got here, you picked a business, and you opened the doors.
Mm-hmm.
How was that first day? Do you remember?
I remember it well, yes. That first day, I think pretty much all I wanted to do was pack up and go back to Southern California. I was very nervous. We knew very few people, and we came here at the middle of May. Now, mind you, when we'd done our research, it was October and the weather was beautiful. Nobody told me it got hot and humid in May. And it was one of the hottest and most humid Mays apparently on record when we got into Houston. And I pulled into my driveway, got out of my car and wanted to cry.
Well, did you want to move north to the tornadoes or the snow?
No, I'm not really sure what I wanted to do, but I wanted out.
Well, and I'm
obviously
sure,
that's changed.
Well, the case of the nerves, I think I can't imagine anyone starts a new business. I've done it, but I also had a lot of small business entrepreneur experience. But you have those butterflies just from starting a business and moving mm-hmm. to a new location, getting used to plugging into everything, a real challenge. But let's talk about, with the 12 years, you've experienced some great growth.
Yes, sir.
You have employees, and I really want to focus in on that because I think small business is one of the most difficult things that we face, primarily because we're small,
right.
is the hiring process. Mm-hmm. Now, as I mentioned in my shout out to Allegra HR, mm-hmm. they have tools that can help us, and I encourage people to check that out. Right. But you go through a process when you hire people, mm-hmm. and would you share with us, what do you primarily look for when you are hiring a new employee?
I would have to say really being a small business, probably one of the most important attributes is being able to get along with people. I know that may sound simple in a large corporate atmosphere when you're sitting in a little cubicle or you're not dealing with the public on a regular basis. It's not as important, but when you're dealing with a smaller business, you have to be able to get along with not only clients that come in, clients that call. Sometimes they're happy and satisfied. Sometimes maybe they're not, and you have to be able to deal with that, but also the employees within. That's really the most important part. Neither my husband or I came from the sign industry or the print industry. So we know that a lot of the actual trade you can teach. You can't teach people to be nice, and you can't teach people to get along with others.
You know, you make a wonderful point there. As I'm sitting here listening to you, and I think about the fact that, you know, we have a handful of people in most small businesses, say anywhere from 1 to 10 or 15. I forget the actual stats, but that's a major part of small businesses. Mm-hmm. And how important each one of those employees. And really, we ask a lot of our employees at that size,
yes.
because like you say, they've got to potentially deal with the public. They may be primarily a production person, mm-hmm. but because we're small, all of us are asked to wear different hats.
Absolutely.
And it's hard to find people who are flexible, like you
yes.
say, and can when called upon.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you have any secrets of what you look for as far as asking questions or background? What is it that tells you that you've got someone that has all those attributes you need to be successful with your business?
Well, I think a lot of it, first of all, is just to be a good mentor and to show them how to treat people. One of the other things I have in my signature line is something I borrowed from Ellen DeGeneres, which is she ends her show every day with the words, be kind to one another. It's very simple, but it is just super complex if you really think about it. Everybody is important, and even though your project may not seem like a lot at the time, it's important to the person whose project it is.
Well, you make an excellent point there. Okay, you've hired them. How do you keep them motivated? Again, that's another huge challenge, particularly in small business, because we don't have the resources.
Absolutely.
I mean, we outsource if we do that to HR companies, like I mentioned, at Allegra. But what do you do, particularly in your business? What have you learned works to keep your workforce motivated?
I think the most important thing to learn is that everybody is different. Some people, albeit it seems like less so than it used to be, some people are motivated just by money, but I really think that that's not as important as perhaps a lot of things like flexible time. Can I work from home sometimes? Can I possibly work a lower amount of hours because I have to go somewhere and maybe you're not going to dock me? Can I go ahead and can I just maybe work on a weekend at home versus coming in? Can I take off a Monday or a Friday here and there and still be an efficient employee and member? And you have to really learn what works for everybody because they're all different. And it's just the workforce nowadays wants different things, we found. They want things like time off. They want things like being able to just go to a doctor's appointment or going on an extended weekend and you're not going to dock them that Friday or that Monday. Coming in late because they just slept in. It happens.
Well, you know, it sounds like you're way ahead of the curve based on my experience in working with small business. The fact that you almost customize, I'm sure, within parameters.
Yes, of course.
They've got to be productive. Yeah. They've got to be efficient. And there are parameters, I believe, like you obviously have done with your business, but you work with people to find what really works with them.
Absolutely.
And I assume in turn they have to work with you.
Absolutely, yes.
It's a give or take.
Yeah.
Well, I congratulate you on that if I can do that on the air. That's a very open attitude and a way to keep, I believe, the best people working for you.
I think it absolutely works. And I think, again, being a mentor helps a little bit. For instance, you know, taking time off, you know, we take time off here and there to do things that we need to do, but we don't take a lot of time off. And when we're at the office, we're working. We don't take a lot of personal calls. For instance, I'm the owner of the company. I still don't think it's appropriate to sit on the phone for an hour on a personal call. And that's just because I think it shows good work ethic. I don't want my employees to do it, and I don't do it. I get a little bit of a hard time sometimes from my family about it, but it's just something I believe. If you're going to do that, do it on a time that you're not supposed to be in the office being productive.
You know, I 100% agree with you. Got it. You set that example in everything you do every day within the business or even outside of the business. Mm-hmm. And it's so important, and I think a lot of us become small business owners like you, want to get away from the corporate or the big world. We want to control our own destiny, I believe were your words. Mm-hmm. But then we take it too far.
Yes.
And we feel like we're Captain Queeg and versus, you know, Captain Hornblower or something where we're actually leading people, right?
Yes.
Well, let's switch gears a little bit. Let's talk about marketing. Yeah. I mean, there are sign companies like yours around. They're, I don't know how competitive. But the idea is you've got to set yourself apart. Yes. How does Image 360 North do that?
We do that with our customers. We do that with referrals, and we do that by networking. We talk to a lot of people every day, and we talk to a lot of customers every day. I will go out to people and just talk to them and just say, hey, you know, here's what I do. If you're interested in talking to me, let me know. We're not high pressure. We do a lot of internet marketing, and one of the things we are very proud of is that in the entire Houston area, we are, I believe it's the number two sign company, and there are hundreds of us as far as Google rankings and satisfaction rates. We
Go ahead, please.
I actually pride myself on that, and it's one thing I actually go out, and we have a company that helps work us and get us Google reviews so that that's just something people look at. I can't tell you how many times somebody has called and said, I'm calling you because I saw your reviews.
Well, that was my interrupting question was, does it really work for you?
Yes, it absolutely does work, yeah.
Now, the other thing I've noticed, the contact you and I've had, is you do a lot of networking.
Yes, sir.
And you've got a wonderful personality, if I can say to be a networker. Any tips to those who are listening that shy away from networking? We know that's a big issue for a lot of people. But tell us, if you could, just capsulize what networking does for you and how easy it really is.
It actually is easy. And if you're an introvert, it isn't as easy. But my biggest tips are, first of all, read a book about networking. Learn, there's maybe 5 to 10 different questions, different things you can walk up to anybody you don't know and just ask them and talk to them and listen. That's the most important thing. If you're going to walk into a network group, I don't care what it is, and you're going to just hand out cards, don't do that and don't expect results. You need to learn about people. You need to care about people, be genuine. And I think that's really, people see through. they see through if you don't care about them.
It's all about relationship building.
It is absolutely about relationships, yeah.
Which I find fun.
Yes.
So I put some fun in because I meet all kinds of neat people, as you and I know we're talking about before
absolutely,
the show.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, let me ask you, as we're kind of winding down on our time, but on a day-to-day basis, what are some particular challenges that you face that might be different or that you find as challenges, and what have you done to respond to them?
I would say probably one of the biggest ones as a small business owner is time. Because you don't have a lot of people you can delegate to, perhaps, or fan a lot of the projects, you're finding yourself having to do some of the menial things that you don't necessarily want to do that aren't money-making. And so one of the things I try to do is I make sure that business hours are for money-making or marketing-type items, as opposed to, for instance, cleaning or paying bills or something else that perhaps is not necessarily something that will generate revenue.
You know, I think that's great advice.
I think that helps.
I think, and I think a lot of small business people, at least in my experience, follow that. They don't maybe realize that, but like I call it prime time.
Yes.
That's in my personal.
Absolutely.
That it's the time, whatever, in the morning to evening, because I don't have office hours per se, but it's when you can do it. And then it's after dark, or as I call it, you can get all this other done. Well, as we wind down, we've got about 30 seconds left. What is the future for you, your husband, your family, in the business? Where do y'all see yourself 5 years from now, 3 years from now?
Well, I see myself growing with more equipment. We're looking at adding some larger pieces of equipment that will help us speed up production and expand some of it, and also allow us to get out to more clients. While we have a location in Spring, we go to you all the time. I am at clients more than clients are at the office.
So I have to ask that question so people are clear. I don't necessarily, in fact, come to your business.
You do not have to, and most clients do not, actually.
And so you come to me. So
absolutely.
That's a great service to be able to do that. So the storefront is not a primary concern.
It is not, no.
Well, Angela, I can't thank you enough. You've got a wonderful story. You've built a great business because I've been to your business, and I get a sense of that. And your employees are an enthusiastic bunch of folks because I got to visit with some of them. If people want to reach out and talk to you about business or perhaps doing business, what's the best ways for them to get in touch with you?
I would have to say probably call my cell number. I will get back to each and every person. And my number is 281-910-0843. And of course, if you're driving, don't write that down. You can go to the website, which is just image360houstonspring.com.
Well, I thank you. And again, one more time, that phone number.
Phone number is 281-910-0843. And that is my personal cell. I will take a call from you anytime.
Well, thank you so much again, Angela Schimmel, the proud owner of Image 360 North Houston. Another great business story, and I hope you'll listen to the podcast, listen to the story again. Hopefully it encourages you and provides you, as our listeners, as business people, people who want to be in business, with some information and encouragement. They'll help you do better in the business you have. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break now, and we come back in our expert corner. I'm proud to say that we're going to have a good friend, Richard Hindy. We're going to talk about customer service. So please stay with us and we'll be right back.
Human resources play a huge role in today's business world and can be a real challenge for small businesses. Alegre is a premier option in small business HR solutions and needs. Alegre HR advisors provide help to small business owners by allowing them to focus on operational needs while providing solutions that address all areas of human resources. To find out more, contact Alegre HR advisors today at 281-620-0713 or visit AlegreHR.com.
You're listening to the Weekly Business Hour, and this is Rick Schisler, your Silver Fox advisor and host of the Weekly Business Hour. I want to thank you for listening to today's show, and we're to that part of the show that we talk to experts. But before I get there, I want to make sure that you can find the podcast of the show today. If you missed part of the first part of the show or just want to re-listen and pick up some points, don't forget, you can go to YouTube, the Weekly Business Hour channel, as well as a number of other social media sites such as Google Play, iTunes, and so on and so forth. If you want to listen or watch the show, it's there available for you. Well, let's talk to the expert today, and I am so pleased that we have Dick Hindy. Dick is the president of Verizon Associates. He's also the current president of the Silver Fox advisors and editor of our newsletter. And that's what we're going to talk about a little bit, an article that Dick published. Dick, welcome to the show.
Hey, Rick. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving and welcome to all your listeners.
Well, thanks so much. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. It was great Thanksgiving. If you're not here in the Houston area this year, what wonderful weather we had. I mean, this was just unbelievable.
It was. I did a lot of trimming outside after I ate all the food.
Got to have that exercise after that big dinner. Well, Dick, you have been on the show before as an expert. You've got so much business experience, a tremendous amount of experience in the banking finance industry. But today we're going to kind of switch the gears. We're going to talk about basically an article that you wrote earlier this year and published called "Would You Be a Customer of Your Business?" I love that title. Where did you come up with that title?
Well, I been involved in banking for so many years, and you know, you sit back and you see people walk out of your office and the building with a smile on their face. So you assume that they're happy customers, but you also see some that walk out, look kind of rejected or with an angry look. So I always try to sit back and even when a customer uses my existing business and say, was that customer satisfied with my service? And hopefully the answer is yes. But if you don't reach out and do something, you'll probably never know when that customer leaves your building or your place of business, if they are happy or not.
You know, you make a wonderful point. And I know one of the basic tenets of business that I was taught at an early age, that when you have someone who's unhappy and there's all kinds of statistics, they don't tell anybody. They don't tell you, but they'll tell 10 of their friends. So there's a lot of good reasons for us as business owners to try to communicate with our customers about their level of satisfaction and happiness and whatever you want to call it. Well, let's talk about that. I mean, you wrote, I think, a wonderful article and made some great points that would apply to any small business. Let's talk about some of those things. You talk a lot about culture. Share that with us.
Well, and I think that that's exactly right. If you don't have a written culture for your business, your employees, may assume a different thing than you want them to assume. So it's easy for you to make that assumption, but I would recommend that you sit down and write a corporate culture. You know, you treat people friendly. The customer's usually right. There are going to be situations where you can't please all your customers, but you put in there how to deal with it. You put in there that you greet the customer with a friendly greeting, whether they're coming in or on the phone. And I think you also need to, once you write all that down, make sure, you know, that all your employees understand it. Just put in a file someplace and let it collect dust in the corner. But have meetings with your employees and say, this is our corporate culture. This is how we treat customers. This is the image and the brand that I want to put forward every time you interface with a customer. And I think it's going to make everybody a lot happier and understand what the true meaning of your business is.
You know, the guest that we just had on, Angela Schimmel, small business owner with her husband of Image 360 North. They're in the branding sign advertising business. But she talked about when you hire people, you've got to make sure to the best of your ability. But one of the major, if not the major thing she says she's looking for, is someone who'll fit into that culture from the beginning.
Exactly.
You know, it's that old expression about teaching leading a horse to water or whatever. There's been lots of them. Sometimes it's in your experience, it's impossible. There's just not a fit for some folks. And that's not a negative on them. There's just not a fit in your culture.
Yeah, not everybody is a people person. And so you have to identify what individual strengths are. And if they're not a people person, if they're a numbers guy, you put them in a room with a light on and have them work your numbers.
And he or she will do a wonderful job. I mean,
yep.
Well, and I think as small business people, we need to recognize that. I mean, there's a lot of smart small business people out there, but realize that my expression that I was taught, square peg, round hole. We need to find that square peg to go into a square hole. And that was, to me, became my mantra every time I hired someone or tried to motivate. That was first and foremost. And even when I had to let someone go because they weren't performing, it was, you know, you're just a square peg and we've tried to put you in a round hole. And it's not a negative to anybody. It just doesn't fit. And that was 98% of the time was the situation when I had to let someone go. I just didn't pay attention to our culture and make sure I had the right person in the right place.
Yep, that's extremely important. And it's one of those things that people, when they're starting their business, they don't probably take a blank piece of paper and say, what's my culture going to be? It's if they do it at all, sometimes it's an after effect, or, you know, when somebody comes in that's advising them and say, do you have a corporate culture? And they look at you like you know, deer in the headlights.
Yeah, some of these words, culture, still folks even that I work with and advise, they're not quite sure what that means. They think it's a Fortune 500 term of art, but that's not the case. Well, one of the things you mentioned in the article that I thought was important is providing training, but also developing continual reinforcement. Talk to us a little bit about what that looks like, if you would.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you hire a lot of entry-level people and you put them on the desk that's greeting and meeting customers, or put them on the phone, answering the phone, and if they've never had any training dealing with people, that's probably your first place to start. And then to one of the things I used to do with, I used to keep a packet or some gift cards in my pocket. And when I walked around the office, saw somebody that was really going out of their way to treat a customer with dignity and respect, and one of those people is always going to bank with you, in my case. And I would walk up to the person after the customer left and say, boy, you did a fine job. You know, that's the kind of thing we want to demonstrate. And, oh, by the way, here's a gift card. You and your husband go out and have dinner on us tonight. And that's that little thing that you can do. It's not a increase in salary, but when that person goes home and says to their spouse, hey, look what I got. I've got a gift card. We're going out for dinner tonight. It's like they're on top of the world.
Yeah, I think you make an excellent point. There's some things like that that can be done in a variety of situations. And the idea of just walking around and giving praise, if nothing else. And I've been in so many workplaces that people don't even, you know, offer the praise for that good job. And particularly when it is relating to the public, which every business has a public they serve, whether it's business to business or obviously with consumers. That's an interesting thing. Another thing you talked about in the article, and I know that there'll be small businesses listening, owners be listening, say, well, you know, I'm not sure about this, but I had experience myself in my business and found it had a lot of value in several of the business I was in, and that's using the mystery shopping concept, which are several ways to do that. Talk to us about that for a moment.
Yeah, there's a lot of firms that will do that, but you can also do it fairly inexpensively by just having a friend or a relative or a neighbor that has never been in your shop. Just say, hey, stop in and do some window shopping, and here's some things I want you to be specifically attuned to. Does somebody greet you when you walk in the store? Do you just walk around, or somebody come up and help you or ask you if you can help? And just kind of give them some tools that they can pick up on. And then after they've had that experience, meet with them and say, hey, were you greeted properly? What did the person say to you? Did they offer to help you? Did they want to show you something that maybe wasn't on the shelf that met your needs that you were looking for? And I think that's really important, because you can't be there 24/7. And even when you are there, you might be talking with a vendor or a banker or somebody else and can't be right on the front. And so unless you do those mystery shops, you may never know how your employees are treating others.
I got to share with you a quick story about mystery shopping. Many years ago, my grandparents started a business that was in Atlanta, and they rented a house directly across the street from the business. And whenever my grandfather would leave, say, go home, have lunch or whatever, which people did in those days, he had a pair of binoculars, and he would watch how people, he couldn't hear, right? But he could watch how people were being, you know, when they were being greeted, how they were being, you know, helped. And he had been around the business long enough that he could tell a lot from the body language. So there are a lot of ways out there that,
yeah, that's cool.
You know, that people can keep an eye on their business. And I'm not advocating spying on people, but I think it's, you just don't walk out and leave it alone. You don't have to be paranoid as an owner, but it's important, because what you do is take those lessons, right? And you sharpen people's skill set.
Exactly.
I think that's cool. Well, yep. The last thing you had in this article, which I thought was cool, and we've got a minute or so left, is the idea of using surveys. And you and I both know there's so many tools available on the internet, inexpensive, easy to use. Do you still advocate people using the survey approach to reach out to clients?
Yeah, I do, Rick, and I think it's important. And you know, people are surveyed to death now, so if you do a survey, I would make sure that it's fairly short. The shorter, the better. They don't want to fill out a 10-page survey, but if you ask them four or five questions that are real pertinent, they're probably going to respond to it. And one of the things I have heard from my customers that I tell them to do a customer survey or suggest they do a customer survey is they sit back and they say, well, I don't want to do that because, you know, if my customer's not happy, I don't want to bring attention to it. And I tell them, I said, well, that's the reason you're doing a survey. You want to find out if your customer isn't happy and so that you can do some corrective actions before they leave you and go someplace else. And so I think it's extremely important to do those customer surveys periodically or annually or once a year. And one of the customers I did that with a number of years ago, we actually used the positive comments that were brought back in the survey in future marketing pieces. And we talked about a survey we did, and 98% of the customers said that they were satisfied and they would refer a friend. I mean, that's pretty powerful information. That's coming from somebody that is doing business with you and said, yes, I'll pick up the phone and refer a friend to your business.
You know, that is a powerful feedback that somebody's giving when they do something like that. And as a business owner, that's a great lift me up kind of thing. I mean, that's got to encourage and excite you as an owner and being able to share that story with your employees. Well, Dick, we've run out of time, believe it or not, already. I want to thank you personally for taking time as we start this new week to visit with us today. If folks would like to hear more or talk to you about what we've talked about today, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Probably my cell phone or email address. I'll give you both. My cell phone is 281-217-4231. And my email address is Richard, then a period or dot, Horizon, H-O-R-I-Z-O-N, at Mindspring, MindSpring.com.
Well, I appreciate that. One thing real quick, because we're squeezed for time, but the one thing, this came out of a newsletter that you edit for the Silver Fox Advisors. I've already mentioned on the show how people can sign up, but I would like you to do it again, because I think it's a great educational tool. You've done a great job. Other Foxes contribute. It's a quick read. It's a quick check-in, but it provides tons of really good information. What's the way that they can get on that list?
Yeah, if they just want to email our executive director, that's executivedirector@silverfox.com or .org, either one, she'll get that information and get you signed up on that newsletter. It comes out once a month. And the interesting thing about this is all of our articles in there are written by Silver Foxes, so they're not canned. They're written by people that deal in the business community in Houston, Texas. So we figure that that's extremely important.
That's a good point. Again, thank you so much, Dick. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take our final break for the day. When we come back, I'm going to offer you a little bit of my wisdom with my Silver Fox tip of the week, holiday survival, how to grow and thrive during the holidays. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Human resources play a huge role in today's business world and can be a real challenge for small businesses. Alegre is a premier option in small business HR solutions and needs. Alegre HR advisors provide help to small business owners by allowing them to focus on operational needs while providing solutions that address all areas of human resources. To find out more, contact Alegre HR advisors today at 281-620-0713 or visit AllegreHR.com.
You are listening to the Weekly Business Hour, and this is Rick Schisler, your Silver Fox advisor and host for the Weekly Business Hour. Well, I hope you've enjoyed today's show. We're fortunately, depends which way you think, we're at the end of today's show, our final segment. And this is a segment where I try to give you the Silver Fox tip of the week, some original piece that I put together based on feedback, information, or an article that I may have come across, some reading, or just something that might be on my mind. But before we get that, I want to encourage you, if you're listening to today's show, to make a note of my email address here, Rick, R-I-C-K, at irlonestar.com. Send me an email. Tell me what you think about the show. Talk about your business, whatever. I'm open. I enjoy talking about business. I enjoy sharing what I know. And most particularly, I enjoyed learning from others about what they're doing in their business. So please drop me an email, rick@irlonestar.com. Well, let's take a few minutes. Let's talk about holiday survival, how to grow and thrive during the holidays. Well, calendar-wise, we're in the holiday period. We've just finished Thanksgiving, and we're heading into that final few weeks of the year, which includes Christmas and other holidays that are celebrated, just not in this country, but literally around the world. There's a lot of celebration going on. And like it or not, it impacts your business. Of course, if you're in the retail business, you're here in the United States, and you're celebrating Christmas, that has its own really fantastic subset, if you will, or set of issues that have to be dealt with. In fact, it could occupy one or more shows. But what I want to talk to is more in general about your business itself, whether you're in consumer, whether you're in business to business, whether you provide a service, products, it doesn't matter. There's some basic things that I strongly believe, and I've talked about this in previous years on the show to some extent, but if nothing else, a reminder to all of us. First thing I think you have to consider is, what impact on sales does this time of year have? If you're in the retail, chances are it's a real increase in sales. There are companies, businesses out there, 40-50% or more of their annual sales take place in the last quarter of the year, which is primarily this 6 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever, that lead up to the Christmas holiday and the end of the year. So there's some things that you have to think about, obviously, production, shipping. If this happens every year, the chances are you've prepared for it. But one thing I find people just fail to do, and again, as we get older maybe, but I believe even if I'm young, not just at heart like I am, but, you know, I remember everything. I've got it, you know, kind of thing. Make a list. Have a holiday checklist or whatever you want to call it of the things that need to be checked on, that need to be adjusted, that need to be changed in production, shipping. Right now, UPS, I read in the Wall Street Journal last week, they're charging more money during certain periods of time during the holiday to ship. This has an impact potentially on your bottom line, whether you're in retail or business to business or some other consumer business. Make sure you get ahead of the game and produce a checklist again, then put it in the drawer, leave it on the computer, have it pop up next year, preferably in July or August, so you can get ready. The second thing is your employees. You're going to have people that want time off. You know that if you've been through one or more holiday seasons. Try to prepare for it. Obviously, you need to slot in people to replace them. You need to cover their jobs. Think about that ahead of time. And again, a checklist may be in order. So you, when you approach this time, you just pull it out, pull it up on your screen, you look at it, and it helps prepare you for what's coming. The other thing is company celebrations. That bounces all over the place as far as what's good. Do we have a holiday party? Do we invite family? Do we invite spouses, friends, whatever? You know, it's something that you've got to prepare for if you're going to get the most bang for the buck. If you're really trying to celebrate the season, celebrate your business, your employees, then you need to determine how and when. Obviously, it's running a little late. I think a celebration is always in order, even if it's just in-house, even if you just cater some food in, whatever. Celebrate people. Help them celebrate their personal holiday. Third thing, in an area that really gets overlooked, and that's vendors. You've got to be sure you know what your vendors' delivery times, what their holiday hours, when do you have to order? Just like the post office, after the 20th or the 22nd, they won't ship packages that guarantee a Christmas deliver. And it may even be earlier than that. But be aware of what your prime vendors are doing. And last but not least, your customers. Stay in touch with your customers and know your key customers, what they're doing. What are their plans for the holidays? I mean, you've got to retain them during a difficult time of the year. It's difficult, in my opinion. And when I say that, it's a challenge for everybody, whether you're in retail or business to business, because everybody has some mindset that they're going to be celebrating and their business is going to be celebrating and their employees are going to be celebrating. Don't forget to check in with your customers and be aware of what they're doing. It's yours. Make something of it. Grow your business. Make it more successful for you and your families. Please put a note on your calendar to join us again next Monday right here on IRLoneStar.com at 11 o'clock and on FM at 106.1 and FM 104.5 Conroe City Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, remember you too can sponsor the Weekly Business Hour. Just need to contact me, rick@irlonestar.com for details. And again, you can find a podcast on the show at a variety of social media sites, YouTube, Google Play, iTunes, and many other sites. Thank you again for joining us. And as a reminder, stay in touch with what's happening in Montgomery County right here on Lone Star Community Radio. Until next week, stay engaged and keep your focus on what counts in your business.
Thanks for checking out this podcast of Lone Star Community Radio, Montgomery County's community radio station. If you enjoyed this recording, make sure to check out our past shows online at irlonestar.com or their respective video or podcast formats on YouTube, Google Play, or iTunes. If you have any questions regarding the show, either it being about sponsorships or questions for the host, contact the station manager at dick@irlonestar.com or call the station at 936-647-3776. This show was recorded in downtown Conroe, Texas, at the Lone Star Community Radio Studio, and Lone Star Community Radio reserves all rights to this recording and images.